Om Shanti. We are very fortunate that our senior respected Rajyogi brother Mohan Singhal ji is with us. So we first of all extend a hearty welcome to him. Today he is here to share his words of wisdom on the topic inner and outer harmony. He is our one of the senior brother and he is very special jewel because he is in this yagya since Sakar Baba's time. And he is the national coordinator for the scientist and engineer wings, the different wings we have for services. One of them is scientist and engineer wing and he is the national coordinator. And also he is the coordinator for all the academic activities that happens in the Gyan Sarovar. So we are very fortunate and now we will listen to him on the topic inner and outer harmony.
Om Shanti. When we talk about the harmony and especially the inner harmony, in my mind Sakar Brahma Baba's picture immediately come, because I had the fortune to be with Sakar Brahma Baba for about 6 years, and in addition to it I had the special fortune to see Baba's Karmatit stage on 18th January 1969, because I happened to be here in Madhuban during those two last days, 17th and 18th January 1969. So when we talk about harmony, Baba is a perfect model of harmony, inner harmony, because the external, the outer harmony is nothing but the reflection of the internal harmony. And when we talk about harmony, so the best example or easiest example can be given of some musical orchestra. When number of instruments are there and they are played, so when all the instruments they are in harmony with each other, it creates nice music which is very pleasing to the ear. But when they are not in harmony, though the instruments are same, they are generating some music, something, but instead of music, what we feel? It may be simply a noise, because all the instruments and other things, they are not in harmony with each other. Similarly, when we talk of harmony in our day-to-day life, in general the harmony exists at various levels. First harmony is harmony within the self, which we are going to discuss, because it is at the root of all the harmonies. The second harmony is harmony with other human beings. Third harmony is harmony with other creatures, animals and birds. And the fourth harmony is harmony with nature, external nature. for which we all, the whole world is now very much conscious, very much worried about it, because since we are not in harmony with external nature, it has given rise to the problems like global warming, climate change, and the very existence of the human being is at the stake. So harmony exists at various levels, but just at the root, it is harmony within the self, human beings. What do I mean by the harmony within the self? We all are souls, as you all are students of Brahma Kumaris, you know. And harmony within the self, in one way we can say, when we achieve the perfect harmony between our mind, intellect and sanskars, impressions, then we reach towards the angelic stage, the karmatit stage, and that is our final, ultimate stage for which we all are craving for. So, in one sense, the soul, as we term, soul is the king, and this mind, if the soul is the king, having the whole kingdom, this, so mind can be termed as the prime minister or the president, because soul is the king, and the king requires to rule the kingdom through his assistants. So the mind is the main prime minister or the president, whatever the person, the center of all the activities. And then what is intellect? In political term, what we can refer him as? Intellect is? Intellect is the defense minister. Because prime minister takes the decision and it is to be implemented, because as far as the defense, we require the defense from Maya, our weaknesses, old sanskars. So this intellect is the defense minister, and sanskars, they are the soldiers. And this is the kingdom of the soul, the kings. So this is one way. And we all are actually trying to achieve a stage where all the three, there is no difference in these three major players. The mind, intellect and sanskar. Whatever the mind thinks, the intellect accepts. Usually what happens, mind will go on thinking and thinking. And then intellect will just choose out one solution, whether to do this or that. And when intellect selects, then it is implemented through our body organs. And old sanskars, etc. and other things, they come in between. So, in Brahma Baba, what I have seen him around 1963 also, when Baba used to give a lot of time to us and will share so many things. But as he was approaching towards his final karmatit stage, angelic stage, and when we used to meet him around 1967, 68 or beginning of 69, he was mostly concerned about his personal purusharth, of course not at the cost of the seva of yajna, decision making, other things. Doing all these things, even whatever the fragmented time he used to have it at his disposal, he will immediately, Baba will utilize that time. For example, Baba has given us two important points, that we are having so many treasures, but two most important treasures are, we all know, what are two most important treasures? Yes, treasure of time and thoughts. So Baba's complete attention was there over this. Even if, because Baba used to give the time to meet the parties, say one party at 10 o'clock, other party 10:30, third party 11 o'clock, just like as Dadis now give the time. And Baba used to meet either in this hut or in his room. His room was very small. If there used to be some two, three fellows, Baba will meet there in his room. And if little more, in hut, say 5, 6, 8 or so, 10. And if more numbers are there in the party, then Baba used to meet in history hall. At that time only history hall was there, neither this meditation hall or others. So if suppose the party, 10 o'clock party came and it remained with Baba, say till 10:25 or 20. So immediately Baba will, the remaining 5 minutes or so, Baba will utilize his time. And Baba used to do this practice that within no time Baba could detach himself from the body, and next moment if you find Baba is there, the body, and then conversing with the party members. And quite often it used to be that party comes, say. So Baba is sitting there with eyes open, but lost in himself, lost in the remembrance of Baba. And the teacher in charge will come, and she will think that, she thought that Baba is there, Baba must have seen me. But Baba so much lost, the eyes, though the eyes are open, but Baba is lost somewhere in deep thoughts. Then teacher will just say, Baba, Baba. Then sometimes Baba used to get a sort of jerk. Oh, you have come? Okay. And then Baba will ask them to sit, and then Baba will start the conversation. So, coming to the body as per will and detaching the body, this is very vital for achieving the internal harmony, the harmony between the self, and in the gross level we can say the harmony between head, heart and hands. Because quite often head say logically yes, the brain, mind will think, logic thing, yes, this is right. But heart will say, heart means the emotions, our earlier experience, that will say something else. And through the hand, we work something else. So there is not always the harmony between the head, heart and hands. This is at gross level what we have thought on subtle level in the harmony between mind, intellect and sanskar. So this harmony, Baba was achieving gradually, we have seen from 63, 64 to 69. Up to that one, Baba has achieved such a harmony that as per will, just Baba used to utilize his thoughts and time, each and every minute or so. So the harmony, it is actually the whole team, mind. Because mind is at the root of all the activities. So this team, complete team, if you just analyze team. So this team is T, denotes the thought, you see. If we take this whole team, T denotes the thought, E can be just termed as emotions. And A, attitude. and M, the memories. So, right, starting from the bottom or the from the last, memories, whatever the memories we are having, those memories also govern our further activity and further thing. If suppose in my old memory, I am having sufficient, very much love for a particular person. So as soon as we see each other, immediately old memories will come and we will meet with warm hearts and communicate with each other lovingly. And vice versa also. So memories, then TEA, it also depends on our attitude. Normally we say, oh, positive attitude should be there and for everything. But in our day-to-day life actually, we are not able to keep that positive attitude always in each and every moment. And sometimes even if we don't want, Baba says so many things for our day-to-day activities, but nonetheless our old sanskar come in between and the situation, the people, the various, our past experiences, they come in between and they accordingly make or change our attitude. So memories and then attitude and accordingly our emotions react. Whatever our emotions and feelings are there towards particular situation, particular people, and ultimately it comes out in the form of thoughts. And this is subtle things, and thoughts, then speech, and then action, all these things come later on at the gross level. So what is required? Our aim should be to have the inner harmony, and that we can achieve as image, as the so many thoughts come in our mind, then we should try to restrict our thoughts. When so many thoughts are coming, and we can see when the normal thoughts are there, number of thoughts are less and speed of thought is also less. But when these thoughts are not so much positive and they are governed by the external situations, so accordingly the number of thoughts they increase and the speed of thoughts also increase. And that is why in the meditation, the red light and the commentary is there. And very slowly, I am soul, I am the sun of ocean of love, peace. So the speed of thought is also, we try to keep it less, and number of thoughts also. But often what happens that when suddenly some situation arises and we get some news, then accordingly our thought and number of thought and speed of thoughts also increase suddenly. So if we want to achieve this internal harmony, our first attempt should be to have control over our speed of thoughts and number of thoughts. And that what we used to see with Baba, Brahma Baba. Then, because usually what happens when we are telling that our old experience, sanskars, they come, actually they govern our thoughts and emotions and feelings, attitude. Because we all are having two inherent powers right from the day we take birth on this earth. We all are having two powers with us. What are those two powers? One is power to remember, other is power to forget. These are two powers we all are having. But the tragedy of life is that whatever we want to remember, we forget, and what we should forget, we remember for a long time. We are not able to utilize this power at the correct time, in the correct perspective, and so this power, two powers, if we utilize it rightly, then that will definitely have, because suppose theoretically we know, okay, if suppose some negative thoughts are coming for a particular person or particular situation, theoretically we know, oh, this should not come, we should forget. But power to forget, if we are able to apply it, immediately the break we will be able to apply. But the past experience, and sometimes we are governed by our old sanskars, so that power to remember, that comes in between and it is not allowing us to forget that one. Similarly, we want to remember, Baba has also said yesterday in the Murli, probably yesterday, because whenever the link, we suppose we are listening Murli, okay, attentively, in between suddenly our mind goes away, somewhere outside for our some pending works or wherever, mind has got hundreds of things to remember. So link is broken and we can recognize it, because that is the root cause why we are not able to remember keeping the points, Murli points, in our mind, because link is broken. And that is what Baba says, Jwala Mukhi Yog also. That is required, Jwala Mukhi. Jwala Mukhi, actually, this is the name. It has come from a place in India. There is one small town which is known for its one temple. And there is one deity's statue is there. And Jwala Mukhi, Mukh means this mouth. Jwala, the flame. Always some lighted flame, it comes out from that deity's mouth, and that is why that temple is termed as Jwala Mukhi. From mouth the flame comes. And actually the scientists, surveyed that area, they found it is nothing but the gas which is coming out, and since once the flame was lit, so accordingly the flame is coming. It was difficult for convincing the people, because this flame is coming more than 100 years or so, whereas scientists, they did survey only some 30-40 years back. So they tried to convince and they stopped. They put a gas line and they put a valve in between, and they called them. Earlier the people were not ready, because their feeling, the religious feelings were attached with that one, oh, deity is so powerful, the hundreds of years this light is coming, and that too flame. But the scientists, they took it, and gradually they just tried to convince, they stopped they closed the valve. Immediately it stopped. Then again they opened the valve and lit it. Again the flame started coming. So this is Jwala Mukhi, and Baba wants Mukh, this flame is coming from. So what is the lesson it is teaching us for our Jwala Mukhi Yoga meditation? That the link must continue, even for a few seconds. If that link is broken, gas continuity is broken, the flame will go away. And so that is why Baba says, even very lightly or so, but our remembrance or our continuity, even in very lighter sense also, oh, I am divine. It may not be complete, I am soul, but all my activities should reflect that I am a Brahman soul. And that is why that divine, whenever somebody is not well, medical point of view, and is serious or so, one is taken to hospital, so whatever the first work is done on him, when the patient is put on the drip, you see. And immediately drip, one by one, slowly it is going. The same thing could be given through injection, through other thing. But the mean is the continuity. Slowly and continuous. If suppose we are in meditation, Baba said, I think 2 days back, Baba got the hands raised from the people. How many people remain in 2 hours Baba's remembrance, or 3? Today or what? Yesterday or so. So it is not as important if we are in the remembrance for 3 hours in sitting in meditation, and rest of the 20 hours we are completely engaged in our activities, laukic activities. But if this one is continuous, and that is why this traffic control is very important. The continuity in the drip as in the flame, this continuity is very vital, slowly and but continuously. So inner harmony we can achieve if this continuity we are able to maintain. That is every hourly also now it is practiced, you see. I remember earlier morning only meditation is there, then this traffic control came, then this hourly traffic control, this one, 1 minute. And that what Baba is taking us towards the continuity. So for inner harmony this is very vital. And along with this one, because ultimately it is the outer world which we have to change it, this external world. And as I have been telling you that, you see, the outer world is nothing but the reflection of our inner world. And we see, suppose we all are sitting, and when Baba used to come, Dadis, they used to come, immediately the whole environment gets spiritually charged, you see. They are able to change from their internal stage is so high, so powerful, that the external environment we change. The scientist, etc., or the social scientist and others, they say the outer environment affects the inner environment. Suppose I am sitting in my drawing room and seeing the TV and taking food and all that. So, but in TV, if something comes, oh, at some place earthquake has come or tsunami, so many persons died, and they are showing the photographs from that scene, tragic scene. So immediately the outer scenes, they will affect me. I may not enjoy my food, though it may be of my liking, but outer environment is affecting. So this is well known. Whenever we go to some spiritual place, our thought pattern changes. Vice versa, to some nightclubs or other places, our thought pattern changes like that. So external environment affects our inner, that is well set. But what Baba says now, that our inner environment is most vital, and it affects the external environment. That we have to see. And I think you all must have gone through the Professor Emoto's Japanese, how the effect on the water. Similarly, the effect on the earth, seeds, this rural wing fellows, they have also experimented. So what is required is that we have to see that how our inner nature affects so much the external nature, the whole world changes. These 5 elements external, water, air, earth, the soil and ether, and fire, the sun. So how we can change it, this external nature, so that inner nature and outer nature, they both are in harmony. And in golden age, that is the main point. Because human being, they will be having inner harmony, and accordingly the outer harmony, external harmony with the external nature will be there. So that is why all these 5 elements, they will obey us in each and everything. Whereas here, they don't obey us. Often the earthquake or flood or famine or cyclone, etc., they come. And they will come more and more in, you see, impression, and they will become more, and all the 5 elements, they will play their role at a time. Baba has said us. So how to deal with this element, that is 5 elements of nature external, this also is very vital. And for that one, you see, Baba says that as we have to spread the vibration of our positivity, and we have to donate this positive vibration to these external 5 elements. But how to make them obey us. How we become so powerful, and that is one interesting thing. See, normally the friendship between the two, what is the basis of friendship? Love. And you see, if the class is there and after the class, 2%, 3%, they will be talking and exchanging the point of view. Those whose sanskars are nearer to each other, they will feel more homely, more friendly with each other, and they will communicate accordingly. So if we want to make friendship, you see, with these elements, external elements, accordingly I have to match my sanskar with the sanskar of these five elements. Then a friend, it is said that a friend in need is a friend indeed. So if I make the earth, Mother Earth, my friend, the water and the air and ether and all sun, so they will help me in the hour of crisis. When these five elements, they will play most vital role in the end. Baba has said, in the end all the papers will be there, paper from our old sanskar, paper from relationship, so many things, but the most important paper will be from these five elements. Because that we don't know, when the earthquake is going to come, can we tell? No. So immediately, so what to do, how to make preparation for that one, that also Baba has given the hints. Say, we know most vital will be earth. How to make friendship with the earth element? How to make friendship with the earth, which is the most important sanskar of the Mother Earth, or quality, or virtue, we can say. Yes. Mother Earth is a giver permanently. Always gives, you see. Whatever you put, a simply one seed, the whole tree will come and thousands of seeds it will generate. The fruits and the wheat and all the, everything Mother Earth gives. So if I also make this habit of always giving, whomsoever comes, it need not be necessarily the physical thing. But giving means good wishes, love, peace, vibration of peace, spreading the vibration of happiness, which doesn't, you see, involve any expenditure or monetary involvement. So if this habit is made of, then I am matching my sanskar with the Mother Earth. So Mother Earth, I am making her friend. And the friend will not take the life of the friend, and in the end, you see, that is going to help. There are hundreds of examples where this, those BKs who have been spreading the vibrations, and in the area, most of the these houses, they collapsed. But Baba's house or the meditation room and other places, how Baba saved, really, these are wonderful stories. I am not going to discuss it here now. So wherever this natural calamity has come, all these five elements, they have helped the BKs, and in coming years they are going, but provided we make friendship with them, then the friend will help the friend. What is the other quality of the Mother Earth? So many qualities are there. Say, tolerance is there. So I have to check how much tolerance I am having. You see, in the adverse situation when we are facing, how much tolerance that is there, and it is not external, but internally, how much I am having to, I am having the power to face the adverse situation, adverse remarks, the criticism and other things. Likewise, you see, each and every element having certain very, very important qualities, and if I match these qualities with those elements, then I am making friend, I can rest assured that that element will not be responsible to give me pain or trouble or take my life if I match my sanskars with that element. What is the main quality of water? You see? Another element? Yes? Water? Cool? And coolness? Good. Main quality of water is this flexibility, you see. Water can adjust in any situation. So much fluid, you see, if you take the water in glass, it will adjust itself in glass. If in bucket, even in a spoon, everywhere it will adjust. So I have to check myself whether I am able to adjust myself in any situation, whatever the situation comes before me. If any situation is, you see, favorable to me, and if I adjust, there is nothing new. But if the situation is adverse, and even in that one, if I am able to adjust, that is the beauty. And that is the quality of water everywhere, and water, that is why it will flow, continuously it will flow, water. And this water, you see, even if suppose some big rock comes, some hindrance come in the path of water, whether the water will wait, okay, that should go away. No. Water will make its own way. This side, that side, immediately that problem will remain. But water will adjust and it will continue to flow from that one. And as long as the water flows, then it is considered as pure water, and otherwise wherever the water is stagnated, then what happens? Smell and insects, mosquitoes, flies, etc., and it will become impure, you see. So that also I have to see, that I must continue to go ahead and ahead in my life. Whatever the problem situations come, I need not wait, till that situation, till that person changes, till that situation goes away, then I will continue. No, that will remain, that you don't know. But we make our own way to move ahead and ahead. And once we are moving continuously ahead, we remain powerful, pure. And once our progress is, you see, stagnated or stopped or lessened, then the mosquito or fly means the negativities, criticism, jealousy, ego, hatred, all these negativities, they start pouring in us, and you see our further progress is affected. That is the beauty of water. And if we ensure these qualities of water in us, then we can ensure that whatever the tsunamis come or flood come, whatever the situation may be, but water will not be responsible for giving us trouble or our death, or water will help us to come out of the situation, because I have messed my sanskar with water and it has become my friend. And in any situation, whatever situation, it will help us. Further, what is the quality of water? Coolness, you see. We all know we must keep our coolness of the mind intact even in the adverse situation. You see, we must know, if suppose situation is going beyond hand, I must come out from that, you see, if some discussion is there, and you see, I am also, this coolness, mental coolness I am losing, I must change the situation. I must come out. I must not wait that the other person will become cool. No. I am controller of myself. I must take the steps to go ahead, so that as the water, the quality of water is, once it is put on the fire, it will boil. But no effort is to be made to bring it down, simply keeping it away from fire. It will regain its own temperature in due course of time. So likewise, this is another quality of water. What is further? You see, morning if we get up and just, it brings freshness, you see, water. We get up in the morning just to get rid of the sleep's effect, you see, we wash our eyes or brush or like that, so we become fresh. So if I inherit this quality from the water, so whomsoever the whole world people will be in trouble, you see, they will be crying. So many problems will be coming, they will be coming before us. I must make them fresh, you see. That is also the quality of fire that we will come. So this is matching our sanskara. I am taking only due to shortage of time, 1, 2, 1, 2. Otherwise each and every element is having at least 10 qualities, at least, maybe more. But we must churn out what are the other qualities and accordingly try to match our sanskar with that one. This is the external nature what we are discussing. And how to make, our sanskar match with the external nature. Similarly, what is the quality of air, you see? Yes? Right. Air vital for our, you see, life. That is, we breathe, inhale, and yeah, this is one thing. The quality of air is that it is light, you see. And this lightness is very vital. Even in the adversity, anything which is heavy, it comes down towards the earth. And anything which is light, it goes away from the earth. That Baba says, this earth, this body, consciousness, this pulls us and this brings us towards the earth. Whereas the lightness away from the body, soul consciousness, we become light, we go away and away from the earth towards the angelic stage, you see. So I must keep it a point, the external situation, people and other things, they must not be able to pull me down towards the earth. Keeping try, and that is the beauty of the air, you see. It is, we breathe, we inhale the air. Oxygen we inhale, give out the carbon dioxide. Similarly, this once we match our sanskar with this air, what are the other qualities of the air, you see? You see, air, simultaneously it remains in contact with the earth. Air, simultaneously it remains throughout the, you see, this one earth atmosphere, up to certain kilometer this earth is there, this air is there. So even though the fire, you see, sun is there, air is in between, and water is also there in contact. So water and fire, they are sort of enemies. Because whenever there is fire, it is extinguished with the help of water. Whenever the fire is there, you see. But they coexist, you see, in this world. Fire means the sun. The fire is represented by the sun in the nature. And that the quality of the fire is, what is the main quality of the fire? It changes the form of the object, whatever is put in the fire. You see, completely change the form. You see. So, that is why Baba wants us to be in the Jwalamukhi stage, just like fire. Jwalamukhi means physically the flame will not come, but it will be, if we are in the constant remembrance of Baba or the meditation is there, stage meditation. It doesn't mean that meditation means completely remembering Baba. It is not possible throughout the time. But remaining in that stage, Baba has said number of times, the effect of a few minutes of this Jwalamukhi stage or the avyakt sthiti or seed point form, bindu roop, that remains for hours and hours. The experience will be of 1, 2 minute or few minutes, but its effect, its experience will remain for hours. That what Baba requires us. So this fire, it changes the form. So let me also be in that stage of Jwalamukhi stage or so, so that the people in the end, Baba has said, people will be coming crying. People, those they come weeping, they must go out with completely fully contented and full of happiness. I must be able to change their form. And it will be possible only when I am in that stage, fire stage, Jwalamukhi stage, you see. People will come in the end, you see, and with so many problems, and because in the end, so many problems, people will be seeing the deaths of their near and dear ones. So their mental stage will also be like that. But once they come before us, and if I am established in my this high stage, this fire stage, Jwalamukhi stage, they will be changed. And accordingly, if they are coming weeping, they will go with the smiles on their faces. That what Baba wants. This is the matching of our nature with the fire, you see, sky. Similarly, other last element is also, you see, ether, this sky. One must be broad-minded, Baba says, so big-hearted, so that nobody's weaknesses, etc., they remain, and we are able to spread the positive vibrations to all. We all have to move towards there. This is all what, just glimpses of some of the natures, you see, these five elements, this has been given. So what is required is, just let us churn something, and then we can discuss further. I am here for one day or so more, 1 or 2 days. So, how, and this is definitely going to help us in the last, you see, few days when this, all these five elements of nature will be playing their role. Okay, Om Shanti, Om Shanti.